This is going to be a way to road hearing for Ronnie P. Reitner, ABC numbers 489991. Mr. Reitner is currently serving a long sentence that he had marked on his release plan that he wishes to waive his hearing. He's actually serving a 21-year sentence for kidnapping. After that, he will be serving several consecutive sentences for kidnapping, as well as sexual assault and burglary. As a total, I look at it, he looks like he has approximately 252 years that he would actually be serving, including the 21-year sentence that he's currently on. He became parole eligible on December 2nd of 2017 on the 21-year sentence. If he was granted parole to his next consecutive sentence, he would be paroled to another 21-year sentence for kidnapping. This is an offense that occurred over almost a two-year period of time. According to his institutional progress report, he's only taken one class, which is a diabetes education class. And on the release plan, it says that he does not wish to participate in the preparation of a report that he's done. He does have one disciplinary violation in the past 5 years, which was for theft of possession, which was a minor that he was actually convicted of. And his last incident prior to that was in 1995. He does have a very limited a range of tickets that he has received. He has appeared before this board 7 times for 412B, which is parole to his next consecutive sentence, or absolute discharge, but which time each time those hearings have been denied. As I said previously, this incident occurred over a two-year period of time between December of 1981 and July of 1983. These crimes occurred in the metropolitan area, which would be Phoenix, Mesa, Scottsdale, and Tempe. Where these crimes actually occurred at. These incidents all occurred at different sites, hotels. It's actually involved several incidents of burglary, sexual assault, and robbery, where the defendant entered into either a hotel room or the residence, the victims, and he during the majority of the time, was armed with a small caliber handgun or a high caliber rifle. At which time, he would enter into the hotel rooms or the residence, threaten the victims, force them to lie down. He would then tie them up and tie their hands and feed them. He would actually guard their mouth so that they couldn't talk. And during which time, he would stay inside of these residential hotel rooms for at least 1 or 2 hours, where he would continue to sexually assault the victims, go through the house and ransack the house. On at least one of these incidents, there were small minor children that were actually involved, that actually hid under a bed when these incidents occurred. According to the reports and the pre-sentence report that was done, and the defendant stated that when he's drinking, he feels a strong sexual urge, and which involved him committing these sexual assaults on all of these victims. At one time, he actually committed a sexual assault on a male subject that was with his wife at the time that the incident occurred. After reviewing and reading over all of these information and the incident that the defendant was involved in, without going through each incident individually, these were all heinous crimes that were actually committed. The victims were heinously sexually assaulted and traumatized by it. One of the victims was 15 years old when she was victimized in this incident. I don't believe, after going over this information and the court records that we have here, that the defendant should be paroled to his next consecutive sentence, as he did commit all of these crimes in almost a two-year period of time, where he continued to aggressively commit these crimes. The first crime he committed, he was not armed with a weapon, but from that point on, he was armed either with the high-powered rifle or the handgun when he actually committed these assaults on these various victims who were just all random victims that he actually picked at either going through an unlocked door or waiting to see one of them come out of the residence, and that time he pulled a weapon on them and forced them back inside the house and committed these crimes. So I do not believe that Mr. Wagner should be paroled to his next consecutive sentence. He should serve out all of his sentence. I'm not willing to listen to the rest of the board. Seeing no comments from the board, I am going to make a motion to deny absolute discharge or parole to his next consecutive sentence for Mr. Ronnie Reitman, ADC number 48991, and that will be my motion.
Second.
Agreed.
Because these incidents occurred before 1984, it's not eligible for parole set off at this time. I'm going to mark the reasons for denial as that it was a serious and violent offense, a serious and deadly offense, trauma to the victims, age of the victim, since one of the victims was 15 years old, serious bodily injury to the victim as they were sexually assaulted. There were multiple victims involved in this. I'm going to mark his prior criminal history. He did have some recent disciplinary infractions, although it was a minor. He's marked needs closer supervision, lack of programming, poor or no family, poor or no release plan, no family or community support. Is there anything else that the board thinks should be added as a condition? And then the reason for denial. That is going to conclude the hearing for Mr. Ronnie Reitner at this time.